Welcome everybody to Explore the Haggadah. I want to share with you a general idea today on the entire build of Magid and the order of what we do. So just to point out a few things. So we're up to the paragraph which begins Omer Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, talking about the obligation of mentioning the story of going out of Mitzrayim every day and every night. As Ben Zoyma learns it out from the Pasuk, all the days of your life, that the days of your life teaches you the days, all the days of your life teaches you the night. So we know that we have to mention the going out of Egypt every single day and every single night. After that, in the Haggadah, we do the four sons, the wise son, the wicked son, the simple one, the one who doesn't know how to ask. After that is done, we do a paragraph called Mitchila Oivdei Avodah Zarah Hayu Aviseinu, that at the beginning, originally, our forefathers were idol worshippers, talking about Avram Avinu's father. And then, and Hashem brought us close to his service. He took us away from idol worship. And then we basically go through the entire history, the story of the going out of Egypt. And at the very end of Magid, we talk about what Rabban Gamliel says, that we have to explain three things: Pesach, Matzah, and Moror. And explaining the reason for the Korban Pesach, the reason why we eat matzah, and the reason why we eat Moror. That's the general build of Magid. So I saw a beautiful idea to explain the order and why we do it in this order, based on an idea that Reb Chaim Brisker explains, and we may have mentioned this in the past, that there are three differences between the obligation to mention the going out of Egypt every night and every day, and on Pesach night. So there's an obligation to remember the going out of Egypt every day of the year, but there's something unique about the night of Pesach. And what is the difference? So he explains there's three differences. Number one, on the night of Pesach, we need to do it in a way of question and answer. The children ask the question, Manishtana, and we give them an answer. That's unique to Pesach night. Another uniqueness to Pesach night is Maschil Bignus Umsayin Bishvach, which means we need to begin with the bad side, the negative side, the hardships, the suffering, and then end off with the Exodus. And the rest of the year, we just mentioned it briefly. On the night of Pesach, we start from the very beginning, how things were bad, and then we go and explain how it ended up being very good, how Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. And the third difference is that on the night of Pesach, we have an obligation to explain the reasons for the mitzvahs of the night. As we said before, Rabban Gamliel says, you have to say the reasons for the three things, Pesach, Matzah, and Moror. So those are the three uniquenesses of Pesach night. According to that, the Emek Bracha explains, this is the order of the Haggadah. First, we bring Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that, and Ben Zoyma, that you have to mention the going out of Egypt every single day and every single night. Based on that, a person will have the question, oh, so what's the difference between Pesach night and every other day of the year? And that we go and answer in three things. We introduce the four sons to illustrate that the night of Pesach needs to be done in a way of question and answer, like the four sons who have questions and we answer them. Then we start saying, Mitchila Oivdei Avodah Zarah Hayu Aviseinu, that originally our forefathers were idol worshippers. And that's the idea of Maschil Bignus, of starting off from our negative origins, the Messiah Mishvach, and then ending off with praise to Hashem for the salvation, which is the second difference. So we have to start off with the bad things and end up with the good things. And then the third thing which we do is, after we finish telling the story, we bring what Rabban Gamliel says, Pesach, Matzah, Moror, which again is the third uniqueness of the night. So very beautiful to understand the order of what we do, which illustrates the three special things that happens specifically on the Seder night. Rav Eliezer David Friedman, in his Sefer, explains these three things also allude to and bring out and express the greatness and the opportunity of the night. First of all, the first thing which we said is it has to be done in the way of question and answer, which on a deeper level means that we get to ask Hashem and Hashem answers us. In other words, it's a night that we have an opportunity to talk directly to Hashem, ask him for things, especially for spiritual growth, and he answers. The second thing is, Maschil Bignus Umsayim Mishvach. We start off with the bad origins and we end off with the good story. What's that alluding to? Again, that's the same, it's the opportunity of the night. That even if somebody is in a situation of Gnus, even if someone finds themselves in that situation of mitchila oivdi avidazara hoyavisenu, even if someone is an idol worshiper, so to speak, not necessarily literally, but figuratively speaking. But now on the Seder night, we have an opportunity to mesayim b'shvach, to end with praise. In other words, to elevate yourself to the good part of the story, to go out of Mitzrayim. As the Chassam Sofer explains, when we say that line, mitchila oivdi avidazara hoyavisenu, originally, our forefathers were idol worshippers. Now we say, "V'achshav kirvanu amokim lavidase." And now Hashem brings us close. It doesn't say "and then," it says "and now," because on the Seder night we have an opportunity for Hashem to bring us close. And then the third idea of Rabbi Gamliel of the three things Pesach, Matzah, Maror is the idea that sometimes we start off our Yiddishkeit not appreciating what we're doing, which. There is an advantage to that, because that means you're committed, you're doing it anyway, even if you don't understand it, even if you don't feel like it, we still do it. That's the foundation of Yiddishkeit. But, however, the goal is that we should appreciate, we should understand, we should internalize. And that's the opportunity of Pesach 9, not just to go out of Mitzrayim, to be able to do things that are hard for us, which of course is very important, but we're also given an opportunity to start appreciating our Judaism, to have what we call a geschmack, an enjoyment, to internalize our Yiddishkeit. And that's the third thing of Rabbi Gamliel, that these three things, Pesach, Matzah, and Maror, we don't just do them, but we explain the reasons. We understand why we're doing it, we appreciate why we're doing it, and that's the opportunity of the Seder night. Have a wonderful day.